Good morning, His Tabernacle. How are you doing? Oh, no. I said good morning, His Tabernacle. How are you doing? All right, awesome. I'm just going to ask everybody to stand and come up forward towards the altar. We're going to get right into it today. We're going to celebrate Jesus. Amen? All right, Jesus, I thank you for this morning, God. I thank you that we have an opportunity to get into your presence today, God. I just pray that we can honor you with everything that we have, God. Let us make a new sacrifice to you this morning. We don't want to give you the same old praise. We want to give you something new. Jesus, please encourage our hearts to give you the best that we can this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you. Not like you. Into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. None like you. Come on, sing. Our God is greater. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God. Our God. Come on, sing that again. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher. God is healer, awesome in power. God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God.
If you're having lung problem this morning, I'd like to pray with you. If you're having lung problems, if you come down right down this aisle, we'd like to minister to you in the spirit. I believe God's going to heal many people with lungs this morning. So if you have a lung problem while we're going to the next worship song, just come right down that aisle. We'll minister to you in the spirit.
And fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence.
Oh, sing, Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit, you are welcome.
You are welcome here.
Fill the atmosphere.
become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence, of your presence. The glory of your goodness.
favorite song. You want to know why? Because when you're in this place, it's the safest place to be in the world. When you recognize your need for God, when you recognize that you need to be on your knees, when you recognize He is your strength, He is your healer, He is your deliverer, He's everything that you need. When you find this spot, you know, when I play this song, I get up at about 5 in the morning to do my prayer time. When I put this song on, I just play it for like an hour and a half. Why? Because it's the best place in the world to be. When we sing this again, I don't want you to sing it out of your mouth. I don't want you to sing it out of your head. I want you to sing it out of your spirit. I want you to lift your hands to heaven, and that's a declaration, exterior declaration, is I surrender. And I want you just to ask Him to be that all in all just for you. I need you, Jesus. Oh, I need you.
Oh, God.
How I need you. God, we're not ashamed to declare our need for heaven to be manifest in our lives. Thank you for washing away every sin. Thank you, Jesus, that today we have a living, vibrant relationship with a true God. Not a dead God, but a living God. We thank you that today, Jesus, we're not singing to tiles. We're not singing to a wall. We're singing to you. We honor you this morning, Christ. We love you. We love you, Jesus. And we declare our need for you. If someone watching by live stream right now, you have problems with your lung. It's your right lobe. And there is a mass in the right lobe on the inner sternum side. And if you put your hand on that right now, God's going to take it away. And you're going to be able to go back to the doctor and see it gone. Father, in the name of Jesus, I curse this growth right now in that right lobe. And I command it to come out. Get ready. Go now. In Jesus' name. Lord, I ask for a brand new lung, God, not a restored lung, but a brand new lung to be placed within their chest right now in Jesus' name. God, let the very fire of heaven manifest, God, as it's being released from glory into their body in Jesus' name. And everybody said, why don't you do me a favor on your way back to your chair, make sure you welcome 5 or 6 folks and say, I thank God I need Jesus. Come on, don't sit down now. Don't sit down. Go find somebody you don't know and shake their hand and say, I thank God I need Jesus. Come on now. Go find somebody. Find somebody you don't know. Azure, you're a wild lady. Get out there.
Oh, there's a breakthrough. In this room, it's got my name on it, so I'm gonna put a praise on. Somebody put a praise on.
that wherever you are, miracles are breaking off in your house.
This is a great celebration that we're having together, and we are so happy that we are all together as a family this morning to honor the women of His Tabernacle Family Church and the women of God and the women of this family. We thank you all for being here today. We want to honor our guests. Is there anyone in the house this morning? This is your very first time at His Tabernacle Family Church. Raise your hand. We aren't going to embarrass you. Oh, welcome. God bless you. We want to bring you a gift. We have some of our hosting greeters team. Raise your hand up high so we can make sure that they see where you are. Oh, right over here. Is there anyone else? We have another one. Oh, look at that. Second row, first-time guests. We have some over here in the third row, first-time guests. Welcome, all of you, for being here this morning. Thank you for joining us. We want to encourage you to visit at least three times because we know this is a little different than the church down the street on the corner. Give it at least three times and come back and visit so that you get over the shock. And then you can actually hear and see how much God loves you and how much we love you. And so we want to welcome our online campus as well. Every week we have 75 to 100 computers that are signing on and watching the services here at His Tabernacle, and you are our family. And so we welcome you and are so happy that you're here with us this morning. We have a couple of announcements for you, some really exciting things coming up. Mostly, we're talking about Memorial Day weekend, and I read the long-range forecast, and it's going to be in the 80s. Woo-hoo! And we have a motorcycle blessing on Saturday, May 27th, which is a fundraiser for JDRF. It is a community outreach. It's right here at His Tabernacle. If you'd like to get involved and help out, see me or Brad Garrett or Angelica Morgan, who are in the back right there. Stand up and everybody look at Angelica and Brad. There they are. We need lots of volunteers to pull this off, and we always have an amazing time. Also on Memorial Day weekend is the parades that happen in our region in Elmira and Horseheads, and we as a family participate in those parades every single year. This year we're doing something super special, and we're asking you all, anyone in the family who still has your uniform and still can fit into your uniform, and you were served in the military, served our country in some way, we're asking you to walk in the parade with us, not just to represent our country, but to represent the Lord. And so if you are interested and willing to participate in that way, please contact Chad Spencer, who is over here. You can
if you can't fit in your uniform anymore, just wear a hat.
Wear a hat. Okay, that's allowed. Wear a hat and carry a flag. But we really want to honor you, and we want to show our support. We also, how many people love our worship team? Woo! They usher us into the presence of God every single Sunday morning and at special events. And we know that there are many of you who are hiding some special talents. We know that you can sing. We know that you can play an instrument. And we know that God is tugging on your heart to come and participate and help with the worship team. So we are having tryouts on Saturday morning, June 3rd at 10 a.m. And you can contact Miss Mackenzie Coe by emailing worship@histabernacle.com, or you can call the church office, and the number is in the back of your bulletin, to get in touch with Mackenzie to sign up for the auditions. And finally, ladies, today is Women's Day, If we want to give you this opportunity to invest in yourself and in your relationship with God. If you have not yet attended a women's encounter, we have one coming up. It is June 8th through the 10th. Any women that have been on encounters, stand up real quick. We want you, wasn't it amazing, ladies? Absolutely. We have five spots left because we had a woman sign up this morning. There are five spaces left for the June 8th through 10th women's encounter. So you can contact me for details and to get signed up. And now I'd like to introduce Pastor Spencer.
Amen. What a great day, isn't it? We want to celebrate all the women in our church. We don't do Mother's Day. We do Women's Day. We do that for a reason. Is I remember the very first service that we ever had, a Mother's Day service, we had a lady that literally got up and ran out of the church. And so I met with her afterwards. She said, I've never been able to conceive. She said, Mother's Day is not a great day for me. It's a very bad day for me. And so from that day forward, we don't do Mother's Day. We do Women's Day. Because we want to celebrate you. You might not be a mother in the flesh, but you can be a mother in the spirit. Amen. And so this morning, if you're a woman in the house, if you'll stand, we want to celebrate you real quickly. All the ladies. Amen. Women are so strong. Any man that's watched their wife have a baby, you know they're stronger than you. Jesus, help us all. So reach your... No, young man, you're not ladies. Very good. No, don't sit down. I want to pray for you. All the ladies, can you, all the men that are their spouses, if you'll reach out, if you're not their spouse, don't touch the woman next to you, amen? Reach out and touch your wife, and let's pray for them right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we speak blessing over the women of this house. We declare in Jesus' name, no sickness has a right to be on their bodies. God, if there's sickness, we curse it right now in Christ's name. We command a covenant of God to be released in their life. Father, as they are growing in you, I thank you, Lord, that you're going to raise up, Father, even the men in their families, the husbands in their families, to be the spiritual head of their own homes. And that, God, those young ladies that aren't married yet, you'll bring a godly man into their life. Father, we just speak blessing over the women of this house for the glory of God in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Come on, give all the ladies one more hand clap. We have one more announcement. Where'd Miss Mackenzie Coe go? How many of you know Miss Mackenzie Coe? She hates this, but this is why we enjoy doing it. Miss Mackenzie has been with us since she's 12 years old. She's 57 right now. I mean, she looks really good. Miss Mackenzie's been leading worship in this church since she was 15 years old, and now she's 22. And we are just so proud to announce that she is now the head of the Department for Worship and Arts at His Tabernacle Family Church. Tommy Barnett says it this way, the miracle is within. And we've watched this young lady grow up. She has the heartbeat of the house, the vision of the house. She has the passion to see God's will accomplished. And so we're so blessed that she's going to be matured. We're going to be sending her away. She's heading to Florida at the end of this month. She's going to go sit with a worship pastor of a church of almost 5,000. And then she's going to be going to a bishop's church, meeting with Jenna and also Pastor Kathy down in Margate, Florida, down in Miami to get some investment. And then we're going to be sending her to California so she can see people wearing skinny jeans. I just think everyone needs to see that once in their life. Amen. You cannot wear them. Amen. Glory to God. No men in this church can wear skinny jeans. Okay. So let's give her one more hand of applause as she's taking over that department. We love you, Miss Mackenzie Coe. Praise the Lord. We'd like to step into the time of giving. And amen. When you understand vision and you understand the Word of God, giving isn't difficult. You know, usually, and one of the things that we find, and I'm going on 30 years of ministry, is that I found the people that are usually the most irritated and bothered when an offering is taken in church, it's usually because they're not givers. And what we found is this, is that when we step into the vision of God, giving is simple. Because where you and I spend our money is where we really believe there's value and importance. I was out golfing with a guy about 4 years ago, and he was a newly saved man. And he was at a country club. He was at his country club, and I was golfing with him, and I said, man, you know, you're part of the country club. He says, that, I said, that's pretty expensive. He goes, probably no more expensive than your Harley payment. And I went, oh, Jesus. And he said, but really, Pastor, what it is where you have value is where you place your finances. Where the heart is, there's the treasure. And he said, honestly, Pastor, that's because I find this more valuable than riding a Harley. But then, truthfully, it is the same thing in the house of the Lord. When the house of God is important to you, when the vision of God is important to you, giving is easy. When we stand up here, it's not like, man, we got to give again. No, it's like, yes, we get to be part of the vision and obey God and step into the principles of heaven. And this happened in Exodus chapter 36. And Moses was getting ready to build the tabernacle. Now, I don't know how many of you have ever studied the tabernacle, but it was an extremely expensive thing. In fact, all of the stuff on the inner portion of the tabernacle was all gold. We're not talking like it was gold covered. Some of it was, but it was gold, solid gold. Whatever God had was the best. Amen. And so they were getting ready to build it, and Moses summons and said, "Listen, we need to start a giving program so that you can start giving to the work of God." And this is what happened. Verse 5. They went to Moses and reported, "The people have given more than enough materials to complete the job the Lord has commanded us to do." So Moses gave the command, and this message was sent throughout the camp. "Men and women, do not prepare any more gifts for the sanctuary. We have enough." We have enough. I just got to read that one more time out of faith. "Men and women, don't prepare any more gifts for the sanctuary. We have enough." So the people stopped their sacred offerings. Their contributions were more than enough to complete the entire project. Now we know that tithing goes beyond just projects. But what it comes down to is this, is when it's the passion of your heart, when it's the vision of your heart, giving is not an issue. So if we're starting to give and today you're a little bothered, you need to ask yourself, where do you place your greatest value? In what area of your life? Because it will always be seen through your checkbook. Can I hear an amen or oh my? So this morning, if you're ready to give, if you're a guest, we give in a little bit different way. We actually bring our offerings to the Lord. There's multiple ways to give. You can give via the envelope you have. There's also, we ask that you don't go in debt to tithe. Amen. Can I hear an amen? You should not be going in debt on a credit card to tithe. That should be out of that portion. So today, I want to remind you to be a tither. And there's also text to give. What other ways do we have to give? You can give online. So many different ways. We just want to challenge you to step into the vision. What you're seeing here is just part of the vision. If you look out at the front lawn when you leave here today, guess what's out there? It's a building that seats 1,999. You can't see it yet, but in the mind of God, it's already done. And that's where we're going next, so that the youth can just have this building. Amen. We're talking about we're going to open a Christian school next year. We're going to open a preschool in December at His Tabernacle. And a full school, grades 1 through 6. Somebody help me. Where's my help? Grades 1 through 6. Pastor Daniel Dykes, K through 6. We're going to do a K through 6 starting next fall right here at His Tabernacle Family Church. So I want to challenge you to be a giver. Why? Because we don't want one child to be lost, one soul to go unsaved. And even though salvation is free, the gospel is very expensive. Amen? So turn to someone and say, "I thank God I'm a tither." Whoop, amen. Some of you just prophesied it into your life. Stand to your feet with me. Let's make our supernatural proclamation out of the book of Deuteronomy. If I obey, I'm blessed going in and I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed in my storehouse, and I'm blessed in my basket. The blessings have chased me down. They've tripped me up because I'm a child of God. I said I'm a child of God. Then shout, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Now listen, ladies, we have a free gift for all ladies over 18 years old. We want to bless you with a mug. So while you bring your offerings, come grab your mug so you can be blessed. Take it home and know we're praying for you every day. If you're watching by live stream, this is your moment. Miss Carla said there's 50 to 100, and actually, it's more than that. Last week alone was 155. They figure 2.3 people are at each computer. So that's over 300 people that right now are watching by live stream. Today, I want to challenge you. It's not just by watching. You need to also be a giver. Not just the folks in-house, but you who are at home. You need to tithe. You need to sow. You can text by giving. You can give online right where you are. So be a tither. Be a sower and watch God's vision come to fruition, where lives will be changed for eternity. We love you. Praise the Lord. Isn't God good? We have a tremendous treat this morning. Pastor Rhonda Spencer is going to be bringing the Word of God. My goodness, if you do not have her book, it's out in the foyer. You need to get her book and her workbook. It's No More Hurt. And what I'm excited about, she's starting to get calls from literally all over the country to go speak. And she'll be speaking in Africa this fall. Doing a women's conference on this book in Africa this fall, as well as she's getting a call from Alabama possibly, and we have Midwest and so on and so forth. So we're blessed to have her here. You're going to grow. You're going to be challenged. Let's honor the woman of the house.
Well, I had a different message reserved for today, but on Friday morning, I just heard the Lord speak so clearly. And this message is not just for women, it's for everyone. And the word that he spoke to me was respond. And so with that, we don't speak just to hear the sound of our own voice. And we don't speak so in 2 days from then, they can't remember what we even said. And when we speak to our children or people that we're over in leadership, we expect a response to come back when we speak. there's classic statements that I'm sure we've all heard or at least made. And one is, am I talking to a brick wall? Did you hear me? Are you deaf or something? I've repeated myself so many times, I feel like I'm blue in the face. We teach our children that also, when somebody is speaking to you, to look them in the eye and respond, right? We speak for a response. So like a coach will come in with his team and he'll practice over and over again a play. He'll repeat it and repeat it so that they know it. So when the big game comes and he makes a call for that play, the team responds, right? What would happen if the team did not respond when the play was called? That would be horrible for your team. They would lose. They would not win. And how about a boss? When we give a directive and an assignment, we'd like to know that we're heard and that it's responded to with obedience. And a wife? When we have a detailed conversation with our husband, and the next morning, he can't remember one of the details or even having the conversation for that matter. Am I alone here? Come on now. Oh, Pastor, I love you so much. You're perfect. Prophecy. Or how about an invitation? You send out an invitation with an RSVP to get a response, right? And then, here's my favorite one for all of you young people. How about a text message? When you get a text message, you don't just leave that text message as seen on your phone and not respond to it. That's a little bit irritating, isn't it? Where you pour your heart out and you write this conversation and you see at the bottom, there's a little check mark and it says seen. And there's no response. Not responding, by the way, is answering with a no. Or let's go for some of the more mature generation. I won't say older because I'm creeping up there. What about voicemail? You leave a voice message on somebody's phone, you expect a response to come back. This is God's word. This is Him speaking to you. Don't leave His text message on scene without responding to it. And just like these examples, God does not speak just to hear the sound of His own voice. He speaks, and His word requires a response, preferably a quick and obedient response, like we expect out of other people. God would like a response. And I have some passages I want to read real quickly of responses from the Word of God and people that responded quickly. Luke 1:38 is the response of Mary. When the angel came and said that she would bear a child, her response, she responded in verse 38, that whatever your will be, Lord. And then Exodus 19:8, the children of Israel, their response was, all that the Lord has spoken, we will do. And then I love this one. The man was lame and he needed deliverance. And in Luke 5:8, his response to that deliverance from his lameness was, immediately he got up, picked up his mat, and went home glorifying God. That is how we need to respond to God. Immediately, he was lame. He had not walked. And God spoke, and he responded immediately by picking up his mat and going home and glorifying God. Oh, these are great responses. Great examples of responses for us. Matthew 4:19-22. This is the disciples. Jesus said to them, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. Immediately they responded. They left their nets and followed him. And then Psalms 119 is a very long passage of the Bible. And God repeats himself 26 times to keep his word. Keep Keep means to hear it, do it, and continue doing it. 26 times he says to keep his word. Have you ever felt like you've repeated yourself until you're blue in the face to no avail? I kind of feel like Jesus might have been feeling like this in this chapter when he repeated himself 26 times to keep his word. It makes me wonder, though, how many things in the word of God that we know, checked as seen, that we don't respond to, or that we have responded to and we've not continued to keep his word. We may have good intentions and we've started it, but for some reason we haven't kept going with it. Respond to God immediately with obedience and keep on doing it. I want to read to you James 1:22. If you'll turn there with me, underline it, highlight it, write it down in your notes, write it on your hand, stamp it on your forehead, whatever you got to do. This is the word of God. It's him speaking to us. It requires response. And it says, do not merely listen to the word. You must do what it says. Otherwise, you are only fooling yourself. So I was thinking on this one and knowing that the lack of response isn't always because we don't want to. It's not always because of rebellion. I know even in my own heart that there's many times that I want to and I have good intentions to. So why isn't it that I don't respond? And I was talking to the Lord about this, and I just had a really great revelation of it. And I believe the reason is because we are a generation and a culture of entertainment. We actually, if you think about it, are conditioned to hear and not respond. You see, we go to the theater and watch a movie, and we don't respond. We're just entertained. Or we turn on the TV, and it doesn't require it. We're actually conditioned to not respond. God's word, though, this book right here, this is not a movie to hear and to be entertained by. This is real. This is God speaking to you. This is your eternal life. It requires a response. The Bible is not just a show that goes across the TV screen, that goes before our eyes, that we watch and we don't respond to. And when we come to church and hear the word of God spoken to us, it is so we can respond. It is not for entertainment. I know we're so conditioned. Like you go to a concert and you're just conditioned to sit back and enjoy and not respond. When we enter into the time of worship up here, that is not entertainment. This is not entertainment. It is your opportunity to respond to God. When the word is brought forth on a Sunday morning, it's your opportunity to respond. God has spoken. He's put it out there. The invitation is sent. Respond to the word of God. Respond when there's conviction of sin. Don't just leave that text message as checked, seen, and not respond when he's convicting you of some kind of sin in your heart. Or because you're not ready to do that yet. You know, I heard that. Yep, I heard the pastor say that. I heard the Spirit of God say, I'm just not ready to do that yet. Respond to the conviction of sin. Respond with repentance. And that means to change what you're doing and go the other direction. Respond when you're directed to go by God. Respond when God directs you to come. Respond when God directs you to wait. Respond when God directs you to be still. Respond when he directs you to follow me. Respond to his presence. Respond to his miracle-working power, like the man that we read about in the scripture this morning, that immediately responded, picked up his bed, and went on walking and glorifying God. That is how we should respond to the word of God. But it is all too easy for us to hear the word on Sunday like it's entertainment, or it's a concert that we've gone to, or a movie that we're seeing, and it feels like entertainment. And that's because we're actually conditioned that way. But it's not a movie. It's not entertainment. We are to respond to the word of God when it is spoken. Then, when he doesn't show up, we get all upset. We get upset with God. But he sent out the invitation, and we never responded, and we're upset with God. He sent out the text message. He can see that it's been seen, and we haven't responded. The voicemail's been sent to your phone, and you haven't responded, and we wonder why he hasn't showed up. We stopped the conversation. You know, young people, you get mad when the conversation ends. Like, we're not really sure how we're supposed to end a conversation. Should we say, okay, bye? You get upset when the conversation doesn't continue on. How about God? When he sent these things out, how does he feel when we respond with no response? Actually, no response is an answer of no. You are actually responding. So why should we respond? First of all, God is speaking to you. This is not entertainment. When a person is speaking to you, it is rude to not respond. You would find it personally rude if somebody did not respond to you. How about God? How does he feel when he's speaking to you week after week, day after day, and there's no response? So the first reason why we should respond, because someone's talking, it's rude to not respond. And then second, the reason that we should respond quickly in obedience, because the Lord then goes with you. And man, when the Lord goes with you, that means all of his power and all of his authority is backing you up and bringing you to victory. So respond so that the Lord will be with you. When you do, you cannot lose. It's a win-win. When the invitation comes out, even though it might not be comfortable, even though you might not want to respond, when you respond, you can't lose when you respond to God. There's blessing, favor, and victory when you obediently respond to God and continue in it. Keep doing his word. In Judges 4, there's a story about a woman named Deborah. Now, Deborah heard the word of the Lord. She quickly responded and was faithful to speak what the Lord had said. And she went to the man who was the head of the army and told him that God would give him the victory. And he said, I won't go, though, without you going. And she was even willing to go to battle. She responded to God. And because of her response, that day, her entire people were saved because of her quick, obedient, keeping response. We should respond to God in the same way and save our entire families, save our people, save our generation, save our community. When we respond, the Lord goes with us and brings us to victory. You cannot lose. Respond, for the Lord goes with you to overcome that sin. Respond, because the Lord goes with you to bring you victory in battle. Respond, because the Lord goes with you and opens those doors. Respond, because the Lord goes with you and you are not alone. He will never forsake you. So respond. So what areas, maybe, have I ignored God and chosen not to respond, whether intentionally or unintentionally? Because we already heard, you know, we're kind of conditioned to not respond. So what areas have I not responded in, whether intentionally or unintentionally? Or what areas have I forgotten what God had said and not continued in doing them? Remember, in Psalms 119, he says until he's blue in the face, to keep my word. So what areas have we forgotten and not continued to respond to the Lord? Lord, I just pray that you would give us a heart to learn what you are saying, to be hungry and to seek out what you are saying, and so that we will immediately respond in obedience to keep your word. So I was talking to my daughter-in-law, Mindy, about this the other day, and it was awesome confirmation because it was what God had just been speaking to her heart. God had told her to give a small amount every day for 30 days. Just give it away to somebody. And you know, when you hear those things in your head, the first thing you say is, oh, that's not God. That's just me. That's crazy. Why would he want me to do that? But she started doing it. She did it for a few days, and then she stopped because that overwhelming, oh, this is crazy. Why am I doing this? But then God spoke to her to keep responding, and she started it back up because you have no idea that maybe there's somebody that their prayer was that day. It doesn't matter the amount. Their prayer may have been, God, I just need you to show yourself to me. And we don't know that that's for one person to transform their lives. And then I was talking to another woman who went to a conference and just handed a woman $20, just folded up, handed it to her in hand, went on her way to get in her car to leave. And she then heard the response of that woman when she saw what was in her hand, just shouting and elated because God had met her need and blessed her. You see, when we obey, it has such awesome, awesome quality to it. These are just examples of obedience and giving. What if we were to obey when God said, wait, be still? Or what if we were to respond when God said, don't do that? Maybe, just maybe, that saved your life and you don't even know it. But when we respond to God, the Lord is with us. And when that still small voice comes in and it happens to you and you press through that other voice that quickly comes after it and says, oh, don't do that. That's not God. You're crazy. When you press through that and you choose to obey God over that voice, it brings you into a whole new dimension. It changes you. It brings you into a deeper relationship with God. Because you see, there's a difference between religion and relationship. And we're on to something here because the entertainment that we're conditioned with in not responding is religion. Religion is you can come in and come out and you don't have to respond. You know the do's and don'ts and you don't have to respond. Relationship is, it changes when you then have a dialogue and a conversation. You enter into relationship when you respond to God's communication. Now, if you just leave all of his messages unresponded to, there's no relationship in that. But when you respond to somebody and start communicating, then a relationship begins. You see, when you respond to God, it moves it from a place of religion to a place of relationship. Maybe you've never had a relationship with God. Start by responding to him. And maybe you feel like you have a really good relationship with God. Respond to him even more and watch your relationship with him even go deeper. You see, the word of God says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone answers the door, I will come in and sup with him and he with me. That's relationship. Do you know in that passage, God is not talking to sinners. He's talking to his church. He's talking to his children. That he's standing at the door and knocking. He sent out the invitation. He sent the message. He left the voicemail. He's standing there knocking. And if you'll respond by opening the door, he will come in and have relationship with you. So if you want to go to a deeper place in God, be willing to listen and hear his voice, not as entertainment going by on a screen that you don't have to respond to, but respond. Here's a passage of scripture, another one you should write down. I love this. 1 Thessalonians 5:19. And it says, do not quench, subdue, or be unresponsive to the working and guidance of the Holy Spirit. So right here, he says, do not be unresponsive to my speaking to your heart. It's the word of God. He speaks so we can respond and have relationship with him. Listen, because he is directing your path. He is speaking. Sometimes we may be just seeing his entertainment, but he is speaking to us. Be willing to respond in quick keeping obedience. I want you to practice. Because, see, we're so conditioned to not respond that we actually have to make effort now to have relationship with people. We're such a technology generation. Relationship becomes very difficult with technology when you can ignore messages and talk when you want to talk. Enter into relationship by practicing. Practice responding to every little tiny prick of the Holy Spirit. Everyone. Like Mindy did, that simple little thing. Practice responding to the gentlest poke of the Holy Spirit. Practice responding to that still small voice. And practice responding to the thunderous conviction of God. Whatever form his voice comes in, practice responding to it because it will take you into a deeper relationship with him. He will go with you and bring you to victory. It will change you when you choose to respond to God. It will change you from just being religious and bring you into relationship. Respond because God is actually speaking to you. You're not sitting in a show this morning. You're sitting and having God speak to you. Respond. So this morning, I would just like the musicians to come, and I want you just to bow your heads so that we can just reflect on this and how, you know, we expect other people to communicate and respond with us. And how does it leave God feeling at any level of relationship? I mean, my husband and I next week, we'll be married 27 years. It still helps our relationship if we respond to each other. If we aren't responding to each other, it's not good for relationship. So no matter what level of relationship you are in with God, practice responding to him. It will bring you into a deeper place. And guess what? He will go with you in all of his power and all of his authority to back you up. So if everyone would just bow their heads and close their eyes real quickly, I want to start with asking you to respond. If you've never accepted Jesus into your life to make him Lord, if you've never received this best friend that you will ever have, and he's pulling at your heart this morning, I want you to respond by accepting him as the Lord of your life. If you've never received him before, and today you can feel him pulling on your heart, I just want you to raise your hand up. I want you to respond to God speaking to you this morning. So real quickly, thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for responding to his pulling. God sent out the invitation. He sent out the message and you've responded and he comes running. He is the best friend that you will ever have. Thank you for responding to the Lord. Now, if everyone will stand to their feet, keep your heads bowed and your eyes closed. Maybe you're in this place and you've accepted Jesus into your life, but there's certain areas where you've left that message unseen or you haven't responded to it because you know what? Maybe you just weren't ready for that. You just, you know, that's just a little bit too much to ask right now, God. You just left it open. God has spoken to you. Look him in the eyes and respond, because not responding is answering no. So if God has some areas in your life that you've left unresponded to, like that scripture said, not to quench his speaking, not to be unresponsive, but to respond. This morning, I want you to respond to the word of God. I want you to respond to his voice in those areas that you've kept off limit, that you haven't been willing to respond to. Respond to God in those areas. There's a special anointing on this word this morning. When you respond to that, the Lord is going to go with you to overcome that. The Lord is going to show up mighty. He's going to show up in all of his power and all of his authority to allow you to respond where you have not responded in the past. So if that's you, I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand or do. I just want you to make a commitment to God right now. You don't have to make any commitment to me. This is between you and God. I want you right now to tell God, I'm sorry, God, that I was unresponsive. This morning, I choose to not view it as entertainment, but as you speaking to me. And I choose to respond in that area of my life. And then maybe you've already responded, but you've stopped responding. Whatever came in, discouragement, or that voice that says it wasn't God, or whatever it was, but you've stopped responding. 26 times in just one chapter of the Bible, he said it until he's blue in the face to keep responding to his word. So whatever area it is that you've walked away from, keep responding. Today, make a commitment to him. I'm going to pick that back up. You know, just like Mindy did, she stopped doing it. But guess what? She didn't walk away from it and leave it unresponded to. She went back to it and continued in it. Go back to whatever that is that God told you to do today. He won't beat you over the head. He won't make you feel condemned. He will embrace you. So whatever you've stopped in and haven't kept going on with God, I want you to make a commitment to him today that you're going to keep on obeying his word. Let me pray over you. If you raised your hand for salvation, real quickly, I want you to be brave and bold. Listen, the Lord is going to respond to you. I want you to come forward and meet Mindy right up here. He is going to respond to you with power and authority. He's going to go with you to overcome sin. He's going to make everything new today. So if you raised your hand for salvation, there were several of you. Please come forward. We would love to pray for you, get a Bible in your hand, make you feel successful, and let you know what God just did for you today to make all things new. Thank you. And while they're making their way, I just want to pray over the rest of you, that this commitment that we made to God today is going to change you. It is going to change you. You are going to move from being in a place of religion to deeper relationship with your Abba Father, who his greatest desire is just to walk and talk with you every single day. It's what you were created for, was to walk and talk with him. It'll bring you to that relationship. Father, in the name of Jesus, right now, we speak deeper relationship with you. Father God, we commit right now in what areas we have not responded to you, that we will quickly, obediently respond and keep responding. And what areas we've quit responding, that we will pick it back up and we will keep responding to your word. Thank you, Jesus, that you desire to have relationship with us and not religion. You came to walk and talk with us. Father God, right now I ask that you will just change us. Change us and make us new. Bring us into greater relationship with you. As we respond to you, Father God, forgive us, Lord. Forgive us for being unresponsive in any area. Help us to be so sensitive to even that still small voice. And God, help us to never leave your messages unresponded to. Help us to respond. And thank you that you go with us. All of your power and all of your authority. You go with us and you bring us to maturity and victory. We thank you for it, Jesus, in your precious name, Lord. Amen.
Amen. If you raise your hand for salvation, you said you need to grab the person next to you and meet us right up front.